Well, today we're going to talk about Moses, and we're going to talk about what happened for Moses. And I'm hoping that maybe in the midst of this you will see something that will help you in your walk. So listen to these words that come from the third chapter of Exodus. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire and that it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I've heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I've come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you'll say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. This world operates at such a fast pace. This world operates at such a fast pace that it will go right past you if you're not in the fast lane already. That is, unless you're in the line at Walmart getting ready to check out. Right? But this world does. It requires us to do so much at the same time, to be thinking about this and about that and doing this, and so many of us would just get lost in that whole thing. Many of the younger generation are so good at multitasking, and some of us just look at them and shake our heads. But sometimes that's the way you have to be in our world now. You've got to be willing and able to be doing this and this at the same time while thinking about a different thing. Those of us that have 12 trains running in our head all at the same time have no problem with that. Except when we allow it to get into our spirituality. When we allow that multitasking and we allow that concept of doing multiple things all at once and looking in this direction and this direction and thinking about this and doing this and checking on this and paying attention to that, we might very well miss out on something. Because we just got so much going on. And the first thing I want you to notice from Moses, a busy life will walk right by a possible holy encounter. A busy life will walk right by a possible holy encounter. Now, Moses was just taking care of the sheep that day. Sheep are about as dumb as rocks. And if you don't believe me, go watch some for a while. They're not very brilliant. They're not very smart. They have to be led places. They have to be shown the places that it's good and easy to eat. They have to find still waters because they're afraid of moving water. So Moses had much to tend to, but I also think as a shepherd walking on the backside of the desert, that he also had a lot of time that he could pay attention to what else was going on. And I want to encourage you to be very careful about how you walk your lives. Because we can become so busy that we'll walk right past a holy encounter. We'll never notice it. We'll never see it. And God's just sitting there waiting for us to notice. I know that there are those, and I've heard people say it, well, God had to use a 2x4 and hit me upside the head to get my attention. I don't believe God operates that way. I believe that God operates, as Scripture says over and over again, in a very still, small, quiet voice. And if we're not paying attention for that, not attuned to that, not keyed in on looking for that, we'll miss it. We will miss it. So when you walk around the world like this, I know none of you have ever done that, right? And some of you older folks have said, I ain't got one of them smartphones because I don't need to be smarter than I am. Any more amens for that? You know, sometimes we need to unplug. I know what season started yesterday, and that wasn't autumn. I know where a number of you will be tonight at 7:30. Folks, sometimes we need to unplug. Because if we don't, we're going to miss a holy encounter. We're going to miss a holy encounter of God wanting to speak to us. And you know, it's only when we stop and we become present to the moment that we'll see what's happening. You ever had a meeting with someone or a lunch with someone or a supper with someone and you could tell they're not present? They can't wait for it to be done. They've got something else that's on their mind. Somewhere else they're ready to go. Something else they're ready to see. It's not about, are we there yet? It's about, are you where you are? Are you present to the moment where you find yourself at this moment? Are you present? Because if we're not present to the moment, we're going to miss what's happening. We're not going to be able to see it. We won't be aware that it's happening. And we won't know what God's trying to say to us. Being present to someone else when you're with them is one of the greatest gifts you can give. It's one of the all times greatest gift to actually be present to someone else. To listen to what they're saying. To take that in. Not to be thinking about an answer as they're talking. And when we stop for that holy encounter, that's when we really need to be present, don't we? Imagine what would have happened if Moses wasn't present, but he noticed. We'd be missing a whole story, wouldn't we? Wow, look at that bush that's burning. Isn't that neat? Isn't that, wow, you know, I got sheep to tend to. What if he hadn't stopped and been present? What if he hadn't really taken in what was going on? By the way, the bush was burning, but it wasn't burning up. And that's one of the main reasons that Moses stopped. And then when he stopped, he was able to hear what God said to him. And I know a lot of people that say, Pastor, I haven't heard God in a long time, and I'm not sure that I ever have. I want to let you know that God is speaking to you. Presently, at this moment, God is speaking to you. At 12:30, wherever you are, God will still be speaking to you. Can you hear it? You know, I think it would be a wonderful thing if we all left our shoes on the steps outside. Maybe it would help us be better present to what's going on. Now, I want you to remember I'm a beach bum. I don't like shoes. Very rarely do I ever wear them at home. And I'm saying it's not as rare, but most of the time I won't have socks on either. It's about being present where you are. It's about feeling the ground where you are. And God said to Moses, take your sandals off. You're standing on holy ground. And we right now are on holy ground that has been consecrated for years and years and years. What would happen if we all left our shoes outside? Would we be better in being present to where we are? Some of you might go, oops, I wore the wrong shoes today. Some of you might go, oh, I got holes in my socks. I can't leave my shoes outside. Some of you might say something about how your feet look. But you know, we need to be present to the moment so that we can see what's happening. And then the last thing I want to bring to you today is, it's then, when we're present, when we slow down and we're present, then we can understand and experience the who of the moment. It's only then that we experience the who. We might stop to see the what, but unless we become very present, we're going to miss the who. Quite an amazing thing, I think. When Moses said, well, who shall I say sent me? And God speaks up and says, tell him I am who I am sent you. Suppose I came in here today and told you, I am who I am, or it can also be translated this way, I will be who I will be, told me to come and talk to you today. Yeah, I see a couple of looks on your faces like, ooh. Where God sent, but if I give you God's personal name, I am who I am, told me to come and say something to you. I just wonder how Moses struggled with the people and how the people struggled with Moses at that point in time, because that's the first time in all of Scripture that God gives God's personal name. And then Jesus gets in trouble for using God's personal name, by the way. Over and over again, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. Over and over again, he says, ego a me. And as he says it, the Pharisees get upset because they say, you're not God. You can't use God's personal name in referring to yourself. Have you sat down and spoken with that God? Have you slowed down enough to see the holy encounter? Do you know what's happening? Are you present to the moment? And when you're present to the moment, do you recognize the who that is right in front of you? How can you change your life? This is the question I want you to think about. How can you change your life to experience the holy and interact with God? How can you change your life? I know change is not a good word, is it? It's not a word that we like. But the truth is, all of us need to change so that we can see the holy moment right in front of us. Let us pray. Lord, we come today knowing that, yes, we are on holy ground. We come today knowing that, yes, you are present to us before we came here. While we're here and as we go, you will be present to us. And one of the things that we need to do is be present to you, so that we might encounter not only the what of what is going on around us, but the who. So Lord, guide us to see where we can take things out of our lives, to unbusy our lives in ways that we might not walk right past a holy encounter. And then Lord, we also pray that as we partake of this meal, that you will work in our hearts in a way that we will see this not only as a holy moment, but an incredible encounter with the God of the universe who wants to be in our lives and speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.